Back then, you would just download the video you wanted.
Yep.
And then watch it when it was done. And that's what you did. You download. It took us 8 hours to download the Halo 2 trailer.
Nice. That was in 2004. Or 3.
Yep.
That was back whenever real media player, mm-hmm. was popular.
That's when it was king.
That was back when real games were king.
That's actually also, like, I remember downloading South Park episodes the size of a... And you'd watch it, and it'd be, I don't know, about the size of a small postcard. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be tiny, mm-hmm. a little itty-bitty window on your real player.
Real!
Yeah. It's crazy that we've come from that to, I can just flip my TV on and click on an app, and I'm watching a movie.
Your phone, even.
Yeah.
I remember... when I wanted to put in cheats for Half-Life 2, you had to go into the properties, and you had to input different codes.
You played Half-Life 2 on PC?
Or Half-Life.
Oh, still.
Yep.
Controversy. I don't like Half-Life 1, and I don't think it's as important as everybody says it is.
I can agree with you. It's not amazing.
Finally, we can agree on a thing.
But it was fun.
I don't deny it. It's fine.
I could get to the part where you're in the elevator. It's probably 3/4 of the way through. And the army's after you, and you're coming up the elevator, and they're throwing grenades down at you. And I just kept dying, and I was like, fuck this. So I went to put in cheats, and you have to go into the properties of the game, and you have to change the license code, I think, and input a new code. And then that would open the debug menu or something like that.
Fucking old games, man.
Was this
on DOS? I bet it was on DOS.
No, it was on Windows 98.
Yeah. I know, I'm being a smartass. But still.
And even then, I only played it. And then I never beat it on PC, and it wasn't until I bought it for PS2 that I beat it.
They have Half-Life 1 for PS2?
I'm pretty sure.
No shit.
They brought out the Half-Life collection for the Xbox, I remember.
That's awesome.
It had Half-Life and...
Because I took it on... At Fort Lewis, I took it on barracks detail. And we were on, not barracks, battalion duty. So you had to watch the desk all night, answer phone calls... And the sergeant on duty would have to go check gates and do all every couple hours. Anyway, so basically you're just spending all night, and I brought my PS2 in, and I played Half-Life, and I was playing Metal Gear Solid 2, and the guy I was with, Sergeant Wheeler, he was watching me play. He was interested, but basically he goes, so this is kind of like an interactive movie. And I was like, I never thought of it that way, but yeah, it is. That's
exactly what Metal Gear is.
Because the cutscenes are 45 minutes, it seems. So, but we still had a good time.
Well, it's because we're all just trying to pass on our genes. That's the whole purpose of our existence.
That's it. Not Metal Gear and not fission mailed.
I hate Metal Gear 2. I don't hate it. I love it to death, but fuck.
And Raiden is actually the culmination of the Super Soldier program.
That was confusing as hell. His girlfriend's not real, but she is, but she's not.
I still don't fully understand it.
I don't know that it was meant to be understood. I think Hideo just got high on acid and was like, you know what? I'm going to write, and whatever comes out is going in the game. I don't care if it makes sense.
I don't think he was high. It's just how he is. His brain chemistry is just off a tad. So
he watched a lot of his Japanese animes.
Maybe everything he's trying to be mind-blowing, but it's just so pretentious that it comes out as just randomness. But in his mind, he's like, this is going to blow your fucking mind. And then he's like, well, we've got to pass on your genes because the AI, which was the culmination of the consciousness of the White House.
And the Patriots.
Right, yeah. Oh, my God, the Patriots aren't real. They're all dead. Oh, my God. I was like, what?
The Patriots is an AI system that we designed to keep our funds safe because the American... You can go on and on and... I hope those actors were paid well.
They had to have been.
Yeah.
They had to have been.
So the first Half-Life was on PS2.
Backstepping a bit.
And Dreamcast.
Dreamcast?
Really?
Yeah, I didn't realize that, I guess.
Well, time to buy it and hook up your Dreamcast. I don't know why that took me so long to say. I was buffering, sorry.
I remember keyboard and mouse support for... Shoot. I'm trying to think of it. Unreal Championship.
Okay.
So I could see them putting Half-Life on a Dreamcast.
I'm kind of always surprised they didn't put it on the orange box. I wonder why they didn't do that.
They put two on the orange box, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, they put all three episodes of two, Portal and Team Fortress.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Which I played quite a bit. You know, I kept trying to get the gnome in the space achievement. I forget what it's called, but I could never get it done. I couldn't find the gnome, I think. I think that's why. But whatever.
I never played it.
I remember that fun. When you're playing with Dog, you can shoot the scrap metal with the gravity gun, and if yep. you make a basket, it's a two-point achievement. I thought that was fucking clever, mm-hmm. but it pissed me off, because, like, great, so now my achievement score is always going to end with a two.
yep.
Thank yes. you for that. Thank you.
Mine ends with a one right now.
Yeah, mine too. I don't know why. We could go through and calculate.
It's probably the orange box's fault.
Bullet Witch had an achievement for beating on its highest difficulty, and it was a one-point achievement. Nope. Bullet Witch was not that good.
There was a bunch of, like, garbage throwaway games in that area. I know you guys like Blood Rain, but Blood Rain kind of always made me...
I don't like the first one, but I adore the second one because it's so over the top in every regard.
It's ridiculous.
Totally
it's,
ridiculous.
It's super ridiculous. But it's fun. Those are guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
I don't put them on a pedestal as in, like, you should worship this game.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to do that with Predator Concrete Jungle. I know the game is crap.
right.
But it is so much fucking fun.
I had so much fun. So much fun playing Concrete Jungle. Very true. Very good game.
Yes.
But crap.
I'm interested in that new one.
Which one?
Hunting Grounds?
Is that what it's called? Yeah. The new Predator game that's coming? Alien.
One.
Is it an Alien or Predator?
Alien. There's been a Predator one out.
Yeah, that... You're what is it? Alien Hunt...
it's
Fire
Predator.
Squad or something?
Yeah. But you get into four-man squads, and you've got a...
I believe it's three-man squads in this one.
The Predator game is four players have an objective, a military objective, and the fifth player is the Predator hunting them. So in order for them to win... they have to complete the objective. And if they do that without the Predator killing them, they win.
So it's Dead by Daylight, which I would like to add, Resident Evil is finally coming to.
Yes.
They haven't announced who yet, to my knowledge.
Or what.
Or, yeah.
I have no idea what the gameplay is. I wonder if there's going to be random zombies on the level.
You know, since they just put Jill Valentine in Siege, and they're about to put Leon in there, I hope they put Claire or Chris in Dead by Daylight.
Okay.
But it'll probably be Jill and Nemesis, more than likely.
It doesn't look like Half-Life actually released for the Dreamcast. They had started on it, and they abandoned it. It was canceled only a few weeks away from its release date.
So that means that in someone's garage, in a box, there could be a completed disc at a developer's house.
I mean, yep. They did that with Primal Rage, too, so.
I forgot they had a sequel to that game.
Yeah, it never came out, but it was like 85% finished. It just needed bug tested and balanced. And now you can play it in Chicago, Illinois.
They have an arcade of it?
Yeah. Gallopin' Ghosts, I think it's called.
Yeah, Gallopin' Ghosts. That's a pretty big arcade up north.
Yeah, nobody actually knows where the hell they got it. They just kind of got it. And they're like, hey, we have it now, and you can play it. Get up here.
I want to see a Marvel movie. I want to see them bring in Gladiator.
So he can get his ass kicked?
Whatever.
Nah, he'd wreck shit. Gladiator's a badass.
Yeah, I mean, he's not all-powerful. He's not Superman-level power, but he's close.
He's up there. You know who they need to bring in is the Sentry.
Yeah, they don't want Sentry in because he's too fucking powerful.
Yeah, because you see they've dumbed the Hulk way down, so, and Thor.
Yep. I love their strengths, but sometimes I feel there's a... inconsistency problem with strength.
Definitely.
And that bothers me.
Well, it's just from writer to writer.
I get it. But, I mean, it was cool in Avengers when the Hulk went to hit Thor and he holds up one hand and he's blocking it and he's like, Banner, try to think. Mm-hmm. It's another thing when in the next time they fight, Thor Ragnarok, he hits him with the hammer and slings him around the fucking arena. I mean, I love the fact that...
he had a haircut, okay?
And he got a real job.
Yeah.
Get a haircut and get a real job.
Go to work like your big brother. Bomb.
I don't know. Whatever. It's comics. It's movies.
Well, I mean, they had Iron Man as their front runner, and they're like, okay, well, we have to make everybody comparable in power to Iron Man.
So, of all the shit that Marvel has thrown at the screen, the one thing that they've not done yet since they've owned Fox was show anything on the Fantastic Four. Will we get a third reboot of the Fantastic Four?
Yes. Yes.
See, I kept thinking that they kept saying it was going to happen.
Marvel has done good. The ECU has, in my opinion, done pretty well with taking comic characters and establishing them in
ECU?
What did I say?
You said ECU.
Fucking MCU?
Yes.
Okay. I was very confused.
My bad.
DCU is not so good.
Yeah, no,
it's crap.
DC sucks.
Although the Snyder Cut is pretty good.
Fuck Zack Snyder and all of his Snyder Cut. I don't care. It's fine.
It's fine. No, it was better than the Whedon cut.
Whedon,
yeah. So Robot Chicken. They're like, so you think you're good enough to write in the Whedon verse?
Oh my god, he actually calls it that.
He calls it that. I totally fucking lost my train of thought.
Just Zack Snyder's overrated.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'm saying this. I actually have absolutely no opinion on the man because he did Watchmen as best as you could possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
He did 300 as best you could possibly fucking do. Sucker Punch wasn't great, but it was weird.
But
material to draw.
Most
draw
of
from.
That is Warner Brothers, right?
I think. Yeah, I think that's Warner Brothers.
And see, that's part of their whole problem. They're just letting whoever do whatever. If you're gonna give that universe over to somebody, give it to them.
Uh huh.
Don't have different directors do different movies and have everybody put their own take on. Give it to one fucking guy.
Well, that's the thing. It worked out for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so clearly, no matter what, it can't fail. And then it failed.
Right. Well, because they didn't want to copy the steps it takes. They didn't want to put someone in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, the problem with Star Wars, the problem with all these other franchises that are not Marvel is they don't have a Kevin Feige. I mean, it's what
right.
we've been... I mean, and honestly, that's sad to think that Warner Brothers could definitely have someone to curate all this stuff and make a cohesive, you know, universe or expansion to...
Might have just have Kevin Feige do it.
That'd be funny, but...
That'd be wicked awesome.
I don't know. Like, I'm okay with DC just having, like, a standalone movie and it be okay.
Right.
Or just having, like, a Batman trilogy and it be good.
Yeah.
They just want some of that sweet cinematic universe money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. You want the money. You're a business.
Mm-hmm.
Your business is entertainment.
Look like, how many... Well, I mean, like, even the Universal Monster movies have tried to do it here recently, and they fluffed. Like, The Mummy was their
It started way back. It started with The Wolfman in 2010.
Benicio Del Toro's.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Started with, which I love that movie. I think it's a fantastic fucking
movie. Pretty
good,
yeah.
People hate it. I don't know why. Then they tried to...
Because they wanted werewolf, monstrous. They didn't want Wolfman. They wanted werewolves.
I know, but...
That's my take.
I mean, you're probably right. I actually don't know. I've never looked up any reviews for it or anything. It's just an odd thing to hate on to me. But then they did Dracula Untold, so they tried to go back to their roots with Wolfman. Didn't work. So they tried the epic grand scope and giant storytelling, and it flopped. So then they tried, okay, we'll try Star Power, and it flopped. So now they're like, we don't know what to do.
I actually did not mind the build-up for Dracula Untold. Dracula Untold, the way that, you know, they built him up and made it, like, it was actually kind of cool. But
yeah, I know what you're talking about, because then they had Jessica Biel and Blade fighting.
Yeah.
I hate you. I was like, Jessica Biel was in Dracula Untold?
Ryan Reynolds
was talking about flavor crystals, and they somehow defeated... Dracula
and Triple H.
Wait a minute.
Kick.
Did I just mixed up two movies, didn't I?
Blade Trinity and Dracula Untold.
I love Blade Trinity. It's such a train. It's a dumpster fire.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
But I was not a fan of Dracula Untold because I'm not a fan of anything that comes out lately. I mean, it's true for some reason. No, Dracula is one of my all-time favorite characters ever. He is just below Godzilla in terms of people I like. So you have to do him just right for me to give him a shit. You know what did it just right was fucking Van Helsing. Again, people hated that movie.
I like it. I mean, it's cheesy, but I enjoy that movie.
It's trying to be
cheesy. Oh, you're being serious.
Yes. That is a fantastic portrayal of Dracula. I mean, it's more for comedic effect, but...
Well, I've got this Golden Gate Bridge I'll sell you, too.
Oh, do you now?
God, I hated Van Helsing. I thought it was one of the worst movies ever.
Once again, it's a guilty pleasure.
I know.
Because they wanted to make Van Helsing 007.
Not saying that part of it was good. In fact, I don't like what they did with the werewolves or Frankenstein's
monster.
Okay,
you're just saying you prefer Dracula, that Dracula.
Dracula was fucking great in it. Everything else was kind of... I love the look of it. It looked...
Was he Dracula or Moriarty from the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Holy shit. I didn't think we would ever bring that one up, but...
I love that movie. That movie is absolute trash. They fucking come out of the car and he's like... It's called an automobile. And then the first thing that guy says is like, call me Ishmael. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Really? How dare you take that line? How fucking dare you?
How dare you ruin a line from a fucking book that nobody read, but everybody knows what it's about?
There was one fucking story where the guy
was... the whale.
Whale!
Captain Picard gotta hunt his white whale.
What did you say?
Oh, whale.
Damn it.
James Whale?
I lost my train of thought now.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes, but not about that. Oh, there was an SCP, the Black Moon, on the Exploring series on YouTube. And one of the characters, two characters were discussing Moby Dick, and they both took two different takes. He was like, oh, well, it was about the guy's, Ahab's need for revenge, but he was doomed to fail because man is not stronger than nature, right? And the other guy was like, his take was, Ahab just didn't try hard enough.
That is the American way.
These two guys read the same book but had these two different fucking takes on it. So, and that's life in general. Everyone has their own perspective.
What about Queequeg?
Fucking Queequeg.
I love Queequeg.
Is there a Mrs. Queequeg?
Mobius Dick, is that the episode?
Yeah.
Of course, South Park had an episode about that. All the kids read Catcher in the Rye, and Mr. Garrison's like, now look, this is put on the banned list. It's apparently a very dark, very graphic book. And they all read it and like, what the hell was that all about? There's nothing dark or graphic. It's all in subtext. But kids don't see subtext.
No, not when you're that young.
So all they read was a boring-ass book.
That's why you don't read Lord of the Flies till you're in like last couple years of high school.
I think we read it freshman year. But still.
Okay.
I just find it funny that people can read different things into different mediums.
I thought we read it younger than that.
We did a report on it. Who was our senior year English teacher?
I thought we did it in like eighth grade.
Maybe we did.
Because I was thinking
well, the South Park kids are only in fifth grade anyway, right?
Fourth, yeah.
No, they went up in grades.
Yeah, they started at three and went to four.
I could swear they were in fifth grade by now.
Nope.
Fuck.
I mean, you can argue with me, but
South Park,
I
Colorado school system sucks.
Fucking fourth grade for 20 years? Jesus Christ.
Damn. Did they fail the standardized tests?
Actually, there's an episode about that, too.
I feel like I've cheated myself over the years because of the standardized tests. I always took them seriously. I always tried to answer correctly and do my best because they tell you to. But then the kid next to me is like drawing stars with the circles on the test sheet, you know? And I'm just thinking like, he don't know what the fuck he's doing. I didn't know what I was doing. I was playing along.
Our teachers actively said, okay, now we need you to make us look good. So if you don't know the answer to a question, mark C because C is statistically the right answer. I'm like, wow.
That's what they say. But I wonder if that's just one of them urban legends or one of those old adages that aren't really true.
Whether it is or not, they're trying to help us cheat.
There was a movie, Summer School. Mark.
I know who you're talking about. And they go on the amusement parks and all that shit.
Mark Hammond. Who the?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, they have to take a test at the end, and the one kid that's all into special movie effects and stuff, he's like, all right, test is over in 1 minute. And you look over him, he's going, C, 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 C. And he's like, all right, pencils down. C, 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 pencils down. What was his name? Chainsaw. I think the kid's name was Chainsaw.
When was this?
80s.
It was an 80s movie.
Okay.
He gets picked because he's got this like grand summer vacation idea that he's going to do. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you got summer school all summer.
You're teaching
and he's
summer
like,
school.
Fuck.
That's so a good movie.
He takes him to the beach and amusement parks.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this.
I think I've seen that, and I haven't heard of it in 20 fucking years, but you said it, now my nostalgia's coming back. I'm like, I was watching a movie called Summer School while I was in summer school, and now all the memories are flooding back, and I'm like...
like, overall, it's not an amazing movie. It's not going to win any awards, mm-hmm. but there's just parts in it. Like, because, like he said, he's like, fuck it, I'm just going to do what I can. We're just going to hang out. And they're forging permission slips and everything. But he starts getting involved in their lives. Uh-huh. And the one girl's learning how to drive. So he's like, just drive my car, right? You know, because she doesn't have a family with a car. She can't learn.
Okay.
Long story short, she gets in the car. And they're on a two-way street, but a car's coming. So she pulls over. And he's like, what are you doing? She's like, there's a car coming. And he just kind of, like, face palms. Like, this is going to be a while, isn't it? He's like, yeah, that tends to happen. You know, just that's it's a road.
It's that kind of movie.
Yep. It's good, though.
Okay. I haven't seen it since I was probably a young teenager. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been many, many moons.
Yeah. I even remember Cutting Class. That's one of Brad Pitt's first movies. It's a horror movie. And he's the killer. Spoiler alert.
Wasn't one of the kids obsessed with, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre or something like that?
In summer school.
Summer school.
No, he's into special effects. But he quotes parts of that.
Yeah.
And his name is Chainsaw.
Okay.
I'm almost positive. I could be wrong. But whatever.
Cutting Class with Brad
get it?
Pitt.
Like cutting.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was waiting for there to be like more to your thing, but you're like, yeah, I remember Cutting Class. It was a horror movie with Brad Pitt, and I'm like,
He was like 17.
No, but I was like, did you cut class to go watch a movie?
Oh, no, that was it.
I was.
I'm just saying all the random ass movies that I remember that I watched one time. I think I've only seen Night of the Demons like maybe twice.
I've only ever seen Idle Hands once.
Same. I never watched it. I knew it was crap. Really popular, but I never seen it.
It's just because Jessica Biel. Or no.
Alba.
Jessica Alba. Too many damn Jessicas.
I agree.
If I become a movie star, my name's going to be Motifus Dunkus.
I'll allow it.
You won't be able to confuse me with anyone else. You'll know who the fuck I am.
Won't be able to spell it either.
Who cares?
Hey, there's not very many Leroys. You could do that.
I could, but I can't be Jenkins.
You could be Jenkins Leroy.
Oh my God. There's a YouTuber. His channel's name is Isaac Arthur. Or no, Isaac Clark.
Dead Space?
No, Isaac, no, Arthur Asimov. That's his name.
I thought you were having a stroke over there for a sec.
I can't remember his channel name.
Do you smell toast?
What a fucking sci-fi stroke. Speaking of, I watched gameplay of Advent Rising the other day. That is all.
Nothing in transmission. Nothing follows. That's good, though.
Game exists. It's not good. It's like 20 frames a second.
Yeah, but at the time, that was awesome.
I still miss that game.
We talked about this before. I forgot all about that bug in the crashed ship level, where at the very end of the level, you have to make it through a door to escape. But the game will bug, and you can't get through the door,
yep.
So you have to start the level all over again.
Like, it's weird. You can go through the door, but it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
You hit an invisible wall.
I'd forgotten all about that. Mm-hmm. But whatever. We should try to find the comics, at least in digital form, because they continued the story in comics, at least.
I'd be down for that.
They did the same thing with Firefly. There's a Firefly comic, and there's also, not Buffy, Angel. They finished the Angel story in comics as well.
I don't know.
Which I'm excited for.
But I'm going to take out that fucking dragon.
I want to kill that fucking dragon.
You can reach us at Gamer...
Yep.
Resident Evil 4.
Never heard of it.
Mark's just like, Stay on target.
Mm-hmm.
Almost there.
Resident Evil 4, they're remaking it. We knew this. And they're going to put it in your face, literally.
In your face hole.
Yep. Mm-hmm. For your Oculus Quest.
I can't believe it's coming to the Quest.
Yep. It's a pretty powerful little handheld. I mean, a little device.
A little face held.
No, I mean, it is. Okay, this is my question about VR. Because Facebook bought Oculus. I know there's the HTC Vive, and there's PlayStation, and there's a few others. But I'm curious if Facebook has been, quote-unquote, losing money on VR. It's kind of like an investment. Mm-hmm. They pump the money into VR until it gets up to a technology standard where then it explodes and becomes everywhere, and then it's more accessible, and the technology is improved, and then they cash in at that point. It's just an idea I had while driving. I'm just curious if they're pumping, because Toyota pumped money into hybrid technology since the 70s. So a lot of the technology was developed by them. I've covered this before. So they didn't benefit on that technology until 40 years, 50 years later. But I'm just curious if Facebook is doing something similar. Is there enough money in it right now?
I've heard nothing about Oculus because I don't pay attention. But I will say I think they missed a grand opportunity. They should have a special edition Oculus, which is a face hugger from Alien.
I'm sure someone's already made one.
I wouldn't doubt it. But
for the Quest,
has anybody made a podcast about it?
For the Quest, it would be hard because the position is done with four little cameras on the periphery of the front. That's how it... All your other technologies, they need infrared sensors in the room to map out the position of your helmet and your headset.
Nerd.
And all that stuff. But the Quest has four little cameras.
Nerd.
I think it's pretty genius.
I don't know. I don't know the technology.
But you can't use it in the dark.
I still have not even used your guys' fucking VR.
Oh, yeah. Vader Immortal's pretty amazing.
I believe you.
It's fucking good. Not going to lie. That's a really enjoyable game.
The only VR I have used was the PlayStation VR.
I thought you used it for either Doom or Resident Evil 7. I couldn't remember which one you said.
I've got Resident Evil 7, but I haven't done it yet.
You played the Valkyrie demo.
Yeah, it was a little...
EVE Online Valkyrie. Yeah. And I downloaded one on Traitons, which is a space shooter. And it's very basic. How can I put it?
Where's VR Elite Dangerous? Come on now.
Give it time.
Well, you can do it on PC.
Okay.
You can do it now if you wanted. But it's not necessarily... It wasn't developed for VR, but you can play Elite Dangerous in VR. Mm. However, I think moving forward, they're not even making it VR compatible. Because there's... I think that was part of the hope, is VR would explode, and that would bring more people into the game. But it did not. But this space shooter I played, I don't even remember the name of it. You're in the cockpit at all times, but it reminds me of PlayStation 1. Like, even though it's VR and the graphics are...
Like Independence Day PlayStation 1?
Polygonal?
Or...
Polygony?
Yeah, it's a little blocky. Long story short, it's fun. It's a space shooter, but in no time I had enough cash to buy all the weapon upgrades. And all there is just missions.
Gotcha.
So it's a very simplistic game, but it can be a lot of... It's right up my alley because mm-hmm. because of the VR, I can look up and look through the screen. I can look down. The controls are not necessary... For me, they're intuitive. Pitch, yaw, roll, turn. Mm-hmm. The only thing I have trouble with is acceleration and decel. I don't like the way it's set up, but that's a minor complaint. It only takes away, like, half a point. But like I said, there's a lot of missions, but I mean, I've maxed out the ship. I've maxed out damage and weapons.
I just want VR Defender and Sinistar. That's all I want.
Okay.
That's all I want out of life, really.
Just Defender. Just play Defender.
Just play Defender.
Top score.
It's got lasers.
Record.
It's got rainbow lasers.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes. I bought Star Wars... Squadron.
Very nice.
To play with the VR, and I planned on doing that at some point.
I hear good things.
And that was my goal, was to try to get it set up and try playing it a little bit because I thought it would be cool in VR.
Squadrons is on EA Play and Game Pass, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And I haven't played it since it came. I played the demo, or I played the free trial version. I was liking it, but at the same time, it was not groundbreaking. I mean, there's only so many space flight shooter sims you can play, and I've played most of them.
Yeah.
So until they break new ground, most of it's going to fall flat for me.
I think this wasn't supposed to. That was the point with this game. It wasn't going to break new ground, but it was going to break ground that they had already, you know. It was another toss back into the old Rogue Squadron.
Right.
That's what it was supposed to be.
And I'm not
like.
Shitting on the game. I don't want anyone to think I am. I'm just saying I have not had enough motivation to start it.
As far as gameplay is concerned, I think they made it a very, very good balance between old Rogue Squadron and old Battlefront 2.
It has some features like Elite does where you transfer power to engines or shields or weapons. I do enjoy that.
The story is okay. It's not great, but it's tolerable. It's better than like the new Battlefront 2 story.
Right.
In my humble opinion.
Battlefront 2 can be fun if you had people to play with, I think. But playing Battlefront 2...
Was story multiplayer?
No, but you could get online and do skirmishes and shit like that with your friends. Which, that's fun. I mean, I like doing that stuff, but we didn't really play very much, did we?
We played a bit, and Nathan and I played a bit more before you played with us, but...
And see, I'd bought Battlefront 2 a long time ago when it first came out. Mm-hmm. I got like half off of it. Because I was an EA, I had some kind of EA membership discount, and then I got some, for some reason, they had a sale going on, and I paid like, when it was 60, I gave like $29 for it.
Yeah, I would have jumped on it too.
So I bought it then, and I played it for a little bit. I always liked playing the dogfights and stuff. That was my favorite thing.
Right.
And I also liked doing some of the land battles, but, I mean, it was one of those I didn't have much, not a whole lot of my friends and stuff were playing it, so I didn't have a reason to keep tossing back into
it. Well, at that time, Nathan and I were really hardcore into Dead by Daylight.
Right.
We were playing that nonstop.
Dead by Daylight, I don't know what it is about that game. I like it, but I can play a couple rounds of it, and I'm done for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I am, too. I think it's because it's a very intense game. It requires a lot more energy expenditure than most games.
The last few times I played it, though, I didn't let it, like, if I got caught, I was just kind of like, I don't care.
It didn't get to you?
Yeah, right. I mean, I tried. I mean, it wasn't like I wasn't trying. I would try to sneak and stuff, but I got to a point where I know I'm not going to be as good as, because these guys that were the killers, like, you would look at their rank, and it would be so ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, you play this game a lot.
Yeah, exactly. You're a rank one killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you play nonstop.
And I play on a Friday night at 11 o'clock, and yeah, there's no way in hell
exactly
I'm going to keep up with you. So, and you know, that's fine. I don't expect to. It is fun to play with your friends, and that's mainly the reason why I always played it, was just to have something to do with the friends.
I had maybe 3 hours as the killer, and I never successfully sacrificed a single survivor. For some reason, the way the killer is built up, there's a neuron in my brain where it just fucking blocks all thought and information, and it just becomes absolutely infuriating. And
well,
then
I mean,
done.
You watched me. I had 3 hours of the game I never played, and I was kicking ass.
Right.
I didn't win any games, but I killed enough people to make me feel happy about
right.
it.
Right.
So
it can be hard to do a shutout,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get all four survivors, but still.
I got to thinking about something about Dead by Daylight. And I've always said it, there has to be a way for you to be able to defend yourself a little bit. Like, I get it, he's a big, powerful killer, or she's a big, powerful killer, she ought to be able to just pick you up over her shoulder and carry you off and put you on the hook. I get that. But even if they had something that was destructible, like a 2x4 or a baseball bat or something where, you know, you have a chance to take a swing at him to get away from him.
You can get a quick stun or something.
Yeah. And then take off?
Well,
or if it disoriented them enough to...
The
flashlight does.
They have the flashlight, and that can do a good job. There's also pallets laid around. And Kate something, one of the characters, one of her abilities is she can go back and pick up pallets so they can be reused again. And that was before. It was once a pallet was used, it was over.
And Laurie Strode, she can do something.
Laurie Strode had decisive strike. She had like a piece of glass that she could stab the killer with.
Which she can't do anymore, right?
You can still use it, but it's they nerfed it. They nerfed it for gameplay balance. Basically, the problem with Dead by Daylight is there's not necessarily enough killers playing. So I feel, I can't say for sure, but it feels like they were pandering to killers to keep them playing because there's more people playing Survivor than Killer.
Maybe I should start playing again because I don't like playing Survivor, but I love playing Killer.
And I mean, but it would be like any other game. If you played it and started getting really, really, really good, it might get boring.
It definitely would. And again, I'm not a multiplayer type of guy. I prefer single player by a mile. So,
which is weird too, because that game's sustainable where Evolve wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I mean, even look at Friday the 13th.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's a shame too, because Evolve was a great concept, but it kind of fell flat a little bit. I think a lot of it was monster variety. There was just not enough.
For me, it was I could never get to the monster. The monster, whoever was the monster, would always run through the jungle and power up till he was level fucking 3 mm-hmm. and fully evolved, and then come and fucking slaughter us. And no matter what I would do, I would try to get to the monster, but they were always one fucking step ahead of me. You know? And that's what killed it for me. I could never successfully beat any fucking monster because they were always level 2 or 3 by the time I got to them. And anytime I tried to be the monster, I couldn't get but 10 fucking steps before someone would fucking... Because one of the characters has, like, harpoons that he can lock to the ground, and then you have to smash them.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're a higher-ranked-up player, they could put, like, 10 fucking harpoons in you, and you couldn't move. So before you even have a chance to do anything, I was fucking dead.
That's why I don't like leveling systems, because it becomes a numbers game and not a skill game.
Right.
I agree. It's not fair that someone higher-ranked...
And I could be incorrect about that.
Did you interrupt me?
Sorry.
It's fine.
I could be incorrect about the leveling thing, about upgrading items. I could be wrong about that.
Well, I don't think you are, because I recall it being pretty similar to that. I don't know. I feel games should be more skill-based, but that's just me. I played Dark Souls.
Right. I'm with you. I mean, Halo is on Legendary is a skill-based game. You have to know when to dodge, know when to take cover.
It's a little cheap, but it's definitely more skill-based than fucking...
Know when to melee.
It's the most balanced out of the Halos. I'll agree.
Well, I mean, that's also... you know, we play Rainbow Six all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your skill... Like, you leveling up or getting extra stuff in the game does zero for your...
I can agree with that.
You're either good with a gun or you're not.
Right.
Which, yeah. Josh and I came up with the list of characters I should play as, and then we found out that I don't have a fucking account with... Whoever, is it Ubisoft?
Ubi, yeah.
Yeah. Since I don't have an account with them, I can't play it, so.
Well, and you also don't have Xbox Gold.
Yeah.
So you can't play online anyway.
It's bullshit.
I mean, it takes 5 minutes to make an Ubisoft account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, it's your call. I'm not going to force you into...
I'm just not here enough. If I played it on Traitons, I wouldn't mind, but I'm just not here enough. But the main one that I'm interested in is Callie, the sniper.
Yeah.
I feel like I could do that. And Nock, the stealth. I control people. Those seem to be my strengths.
Mm-hmm. You were also interested in Ayana, where you can make the clone, the drone of yourself,
yeah.
And fuck with people.
Yeah. I just wanted to see how that worked.
Yeah.
It works good, because there's times that I fall for it. Like, she'll come through the door, and I'm like, shit, it's not her.
Yep.
Now she knows where I'm at.
Yep, that's how they use it. I honestly think the best use for her would... Because a lot of people use her to just run in the room... and find out where people are. I think your best bet would be to use her like you are her and be a distraction. So you
could, I mean, that's how I would use her.
You could run up to a door and kind of let yourself be seen and act like you're trying to get a shot, and then everyone's like, oh my God, she's over there. So they're shooting at you, uh-huh. And then your friends come in through the wall behind them or something like that. I think that's what she should be used for.
But yeah, I mean, I like a game that actually... It doesn't make me feel like because you played 3,000 hours of it, you got gear that I don't or won't ever have.
Right.
Yeah, putting time into the game, the only advantage should be you know the game better than the other person, not that you have a better gun.
That was kind of the downfall of playing Destiny in multiplayer.
I was
going to
say that, yep.
If you played like somebody else, like it I mean, honestly, they could have a gun specific for that.
Mm-hmm. Thorn?
Yeah.
Right, because you go through the quest line, go through an ungodly amount of BS to unlock a weapon, and then take it into multiplayer and just fucking dominate.
I remember the big one when I was playing was the Gjallarhorn. It existed.
Gjallarhorn, yeah. Gjallarhorn was one of those, though, that everybody could have got. Well, correction. It was a luck draw. It was a fucking a D1000.
It was numbers. You had to play the mission over and over and over until it finally decided the dice rolled in your favor. That's why I hate RNG.
And then eventually they were like, oh, everybody can get it now. And they nerfed it to where it was just like it wasn't as godly, so...
That's the one big downfall of fucking Dark Souls to me is the RNG element and grinding every little fucking thing you want.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of grinding.
Yeah.
Every game is grind.
Even Mortal Kombat's grinding.
See, I've been dealing with grinding since I was little. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how most other game... Like, in RPGs, that's what you did. Like, Final Fantasy, like, I remember sitting on a Saturday and just been... Over and over, battle, 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 level up, grind, 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 battle up. And then you get to a point where you're like, oh, I still have to grind more.
Right, yeah. Right. I'm not near powerful enough.
I mean, that was all those Final Fantasies and all those old RPGs and stuff like that. That was how you made it through those.
My first experience that I can ever recall with grinding is in Knights of the Old Republic 2. Because, well, I didn't plan on grinding, but... There's a room in Korriban where if you touch a corpse, two giant crocodile monsters called, like, Hisses or Hissax or something like that.
Gotcha.
They spawn, and you can kill them, and they give you a shit ton of XP. But the more you touch the corpse, the more corpses spawn, or the more dragons spawn. So I would just use Force Lightning, and I would level up in no time at all. And it's only on the Xbox version. I've tried this on the PC version. You can't
okay.
Do it. So it was a bug of some kind, but...
Either a bug or they patched out.
Yeah. So that was my first ever experience doing that shit.
I don't know why, but every time I hear Force Lightning anymore, it makes me think of Grease Lightning. Force Lightning!
I was going to say that. I was going to do that. Beat me to it. John Travolta wearing a coat made of lightning.
Yeah. Here comes the Emperor. He's going to go, go, go.
What Trayton and I have been doing is to spend time together. We've been playing Ark. I rented a Nitrado server. I did it. Yay, I said it correctly. Woo. But instead of playing and building a base and grinding out dinosaurs and then taking on the boss, we just went to a terminal. Because we wanted to play and level up the character without using creative mode. So we just...
That's a terrible idea.
I turned everything up on the server.
Oh.
We're near invincible.
I thought you meant like base... I forgot there's a creative mode.
Right, and we didn't want to turn that on.
Gotcha.
So, but we can use admin commands. So we go to a terminal, we get on the internet, and we search up all of the item IDs for everything we need to fight the boss, and then we'll spawn in Ascendant Armor and then Ascendant... whatever, and then just load in. So, and then we just fight the boss. We can still die.
Yeah.
But we're damn near invincible. We're just trying to grind it out without having to spend too much time. But as soon as we got to Aberration, he was like, okay, can you put everything to default? I'm like, oh God, here we go. Here we go. I can do that. I can do that. So, we're now that we're on, because we beat the island like that. We did go through a few of the caves and grab the artifacts we need to battle bosses, but we didn't do all of them. We eventually got sick of it, went to a terminal, spawned in everything, put it in the terminal. But we've leveled up the characters and earned the tech engrams without having to use creative mode. So, yes, we're still cheating, but we're not in creative mode.
I mean, I see nothing wrong with cheating in games.
Especially a game like that. I don't have I don't have 6 months to play through every one of those maps and tame dinosaurs and do all that shit. I'm doing it just so him and I can hang out together because he's been busy. He's hardly home now with all of his after school stuff.
Fucking 12-year-old, you know? Busy.
Yeah, I know. Hey, 12-year-old son, you want to play some Ark together? I can't, Dad. I have band, track, Scholastic Bowl, Astronauts Club, Robotics Club.
And when I hung up the phone, it occurred to me my boy was just like me and the cat's in the cradle.
But that's not like me.
No, I know. You're a lazy bastard.
I've spent the last 15 years like, oh, what a rough day. Couch, Xbox.
You wouldn't fucking put a letter in the mail.
Yeah.
And then the 15 years before that, it was, hold on a second. I got to put down the Super Nintendo controller because
I'm
fighting Idol.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about it. I've had a couple run-ins with that motherfucker as of late.
I would bring it out in you.
You want to instantly trigger me, just mention that two-headed green motherfucker.
He's straight cheating.
He is. He is legit cheating. He is cheating so bad that when he gets a combo breaker on you, he doesn't get a damage boost because he has a permanent damage boost.
He has debugged himself and brought his stats up. That's what the fuck he did. Idol cheats. He's a cheater.
He is a fucking cheating bitch. And you know what? I feel like kind of a little wimp for saying that because I've watched SNK bosses, and they're even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because Idol at least has to land a combo on you, and you have a chance to counter it, except when he says you can't. These motherfuckers in SNK, one move takes off half your life. That's not fun. Who wants that?
Some people adore it.
Yeah, they're called masochists.
Yep.
I fight Idol so I can get the victory of beating him. I get the satisfaction of saying I'm better than you, even though you killed me 900 times.
What are you looking forward to? Like, game-wise, coming up?
I don't know. I've been playing Resident Evil on the DS.
Welcome to 2021.
I know.
It's okay. I just got done modding Luna's Game Boy Color, so.
Really?
Yep. I put in a full.
Does it actually play color now?
Well, actually it does. I put in a full IPS LCD screen in it.
All right, now.
And it's got a bigger screen in it. It's a little bit bigger than the original one. Yeah.
That's so fucking cool.
Pretty fucking cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That is pretty fucking cool.
I mean, it looks sharp as shit. It's even got a board that has another board that I put in it. And you can actually turn on scan lines and make it look like an old, like, CRT style.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you can do that to it. It's pretty wicked.
I like it.
We went to Yakima, Washington for training. And we were there for like a month and a half. And, it sucked. It so sucked. But the only thing I had to entertain myself was a Game Boy Advance. Huh. And the only game I had on it was Pac-Man.
I'm amazed you're not a Pac-Man savant by now.
No, don't know why.
Huh.
There was a thing that always happened to me in the barracks, is we would get someone new to play Halo, and they would lose for months. And then one day, everything would click, and then they were first placed every match.
Uh-huh.
It just always used to piss me off that my fate was to create good players, but never be, you know what I mean? I create master players. Have you ever won a game? Have you ever won a master class? No. I always come in last. You know, that was always my curse.
Not to be the ultimate fucking nerd, but you know what you are? You're the race from Childhood's End.
Oh.
They're never allowed to ascend to godhood, but they evolve others to godhood.
Fuck.
I just remember their leader's name is Karel, and I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah. Damn.
Steve.
No. No.
It's Charles Dance.
Blasphemy. Yeah, I can't remember their race.
The devil people. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Childhood's End. Read it. There's a sci-fi show miniseries. Watch it.
It's apparently good. I still haven't seen it, even though that was one of my favorite books.
The miniseries is okay. There's a few things that are... There's quite a bit changed, but...
Well, I mean, that book is written in the 50s. He had to revise the prologue at least 4 times.
Yeah, just to get it to fit the times.
Yeah.
But it's good. That's an amazing book. Really
it
is.
It is. Yeah, it got me into sci-fi. Anywho, as far as games I'm interested in and looking forward to, Metroid Prime 4. Can't wait to see it. You think I'm bullshitting, too. There's always news back and forth. It's happening. It's not happening. It's happening. Just, it'll happen one of these days.
For those that can't see us, the reason Mark laughed is because Force said that, and I just stared at him blank face.
Well, it's we've never seen shit on that game yet. We still haven't even seen a pixel of it yet. So
I saw a title card for it, and that's it.
Hell, they could change that by the time it comes.
They're gonna change it. I guarantee it. It'll be called Echoes Squared.
Cubed. Nailed it.
Cube. Whatever the fourth power is.
Echoes, times echoes, times echoes, times echoes. Something like that.
So is that to, is that to the fourth power, or is it just echoing echoes?
I don't know.
They're going to put it like a GameCube in the corner of it and then put plus one.
Do I look like a fucking mathematician to you?
Chaotic.
That's chaos.
Will there be any dinosaurs on this dinosaur tour?
Dun, dun, dun. It is snowing in late April.
It's 4:20 and it's snowing.
Not to get on this subject, and you can cut this out if you like, but okay. Turns out that's the reason our stocks have dropped so drastically, because of a 4:20 hashtag for Dogecoin.
I mean, I was aware of that, but I don't understand.
I don't know. That's what an article said. The hashtags caused it to drop.
That should make it skyrocket.
I would have thought so.
That
I don't write articles. I just read them and then badly relay information.
But Wookiees are from Kashyyyk.
Wookiees are from Kashyyyk. It did not make sense.
Don't you understand?
So we've learned that Force wants Metroid Prime 4. Resident Evil 4 is being remade for the Oculus.
Which it does look fucking good.
I wonder how that's going to play.
Have you seen the gameplay footage of
it? Nope. I'll watch it when we're done.
Okay. Well, you hold a knife in one hand and a gun in the other. And
okay.
Apparently you can flip sides, so you can be a southpaw.
Well, yeah, they need that, especially for VR.
But I mean, I guess you flip up on something and they fly in midair and into the other hand. It's,
whatever.
It's cool. I want to know how they're going to do the QuickTime events.
I hope they don't do them at all.
God, you could get motion sickness from that. Which the Oculus supposedly had an upgrade on it to, because originally it was 90 hertz refresh rate, now it's 120.
Really?
Yeah, there was an update for them.
That really hurts.
Because we've not booted ours up in a while. I should boot it up.
Not all games are going to run at 120.
Right.
But it says now that they have the potential to run at 120 hertz.
So, I even went through and put I put Amazon Prime on it, or my Prime Video, and I put Netflix on it. And there's a VR environment, and it's a TV with a fireplace, and you're on a couch, and there's chairs. It's fucking, like, weird.
Honestly,
that's awesome.
If you could not afford a big screen TV, well, for $300, you could afford a big screen TV.
I'm about to say, I got a 55 inch. It's not huge, but
what if you don't have the room?
Right. If you had a small apartment, and honestly, you know, a VR headset, if you just watched movies and played casual gaming,
mm-hmm.
A VR headset right now, like the Oculus Quest, it's not a bad option.
No.
What about while you're laying in bed and your loved one's next to you sleeping?
You could still put the headphones in and watch it right there.
Yeah, but you can't, because you have to be in an upward position for the Quest.
Really?
You can't be laying down, I don't think.
Oh, is that the one with the cameras?
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if they had like some kind of fixed mode you could put it in. So that way, like Netflix and stuff like that, it still looks straight
ahead.
I'm
sure there is. It might just be one of them things you have to dig for. You have to know what you're looking for. Because I looked for something like that, but I couldn't find anything.
That'd be all right. You just lay in bed and just watch Netflix or whatever.
It is fucking cool because you can put on a border. Because before you had the infrared towers, you had to have the sensors, and that picked up your position and all that. But now you can use the controller, and you can draw an outline, and the camera saves that in the memory. So you can actually start moving around your living room or your play area and have things in the floor because you drew a circle around it to not go near it. And once you get near it, a wall appears in you or on your screen, so you know that you're outside of your play area. But you can also switch it to a stationary mode and just sit in one place and play. And if you move too far left or right or back or forwards, then you see the circle you're in. It's just so you don't run into shit.
Rock on.
Or swing your hand and controller into the table and destroy your controller or break a finger. So the only downside right now is, even though the Quest is light as hell, the Quest 2, after a while, it starts to get heavy on your head. and it starts to hurt your cheeks and your nose a bit.
So how's that going to make those Killer Instinct Ultra combos work?
You have to glue it to your face, probably. Glue it to your head. And there's battery pack extenders that attach to the strap on the back of the head.
Okay.
So it balances out a bit better, so you can have more gameplay life. It's got good battery, but if you play something for about 3 or 4 hours straight, then it needs charged. And you don't really want to plug it in while you play, because if you're moving around left or right, you can unplug it, get caught. And because the Rift, a lot of people had rigs built up so the cables would go up above them and come down to their head so they could still move around and play and not trip over them. But, I mean, if you're going to do it like that, then you have to have a whole room built just to play your VR. And not a lot of people have that.
Some people were doing that. So.
Right. I mean, if you can afford it, do it.
So, well, gentlemen, anything else we need to add to this conversation?
Metroid Prime 4 will come out. Keep the dream alive.
Even though we don't talk about it, if you want to play Call of Duty, be my guest.
Oh, God. Triggered.
I mean, it's games, man. If you want to play it, play it.
Play.
Play it.
If you want to play Virtua Tennis, play it.
Virtua Tennis is a thing?
Virtua Tennis, yeah.
On the Virtual Boy?
Yeah. No, Virtua Tennis was made by Sega. It came out on, the Saturn and the
I was going to do that, but I was taking a drink. And
arcades.
Was it the same people who made Virtua Fighter?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, fuck
yeah. It's an AM2 joint. Yeah, AM2 did all those games, so.
I like a couple people in Virtua Fighter.
It's an AM2 joint. I like that. What are you, Spike Lee all of a sudden?
Yeah. I am.
Twitter or GamerDA1.
Facebook, Gamer Discretion Advised.
GamerDA.com and?
I don't know. Is this a fucking quiz?
Podcast at GamerDA.com.
Twitter at GamerDA1.
Yep.
I'm not doing mine again.
We don't have to. We're done.
Good.
Good night.
Out.
Shut the lights off.
Deuces.
Let's go home.
Hit the lights.